Hello and welcome to part two of Chatterbox, where your readers are me, John Francis, and today I'm joined by Elaine Smith. We have more news items, information desk, and another feature.
Hello everyone. First, we have some news stories about the proposed growth for the ambulance service, some community-minded citizens, and a clock that stopped ticking. The East of England Ambulance Service, the EEAST, is looking to improve its emergency response services in the face of soaring demand. The NHS has agreed to fund an expansion of the Trust's Operations Centre in Helsdon as part of its Urgent and Emergency Care Recovery Plan. Plans will see a reconfiguration of the Hospital Lane site to facilitate a major 999 call handler recruitment drive at the Trust. This will include the expansion of emergency call handling areas, emergency response areas, and a space for a live environment for emergency call training. Works are expected to start in mid-December, with the ambulance service applying for temporary modular buildings to house all non-emergency staff throughout the project. The scheme comes as Norfolk's ambulance service continues to face heavy pressure. Statistics published earlier this year revealed crews were spending the equivalent of 3.5 years stranded outside the county's hospitals, ranking the Trust's wait times among the worst in the country. Between November the 12th and April the 2nd, paramedics spent a soul-destroying 31,423 combined hours in Norfolk Hospital car parks for their patients to be admitted.
Time stood still in the city centre as the cursed City Hall clock stopped ticking again. The gold-coloured hands of the timepiece tower above the skyline to allow people to see it from across the city centre, but shoppers and workers have consistently been shown that it's either midday or midnight since problems began when the clocks went back at 2 a.m. on October the 29th. Norwich City Council hopes the clock will soon be fixed after its latest troubles. The Evening News reported on the problems throughout 2021 as it stopped working many times. A City Council spokeswoman said, "The hands got stuck when the clock altered itself for the time change. The self-balancing bearings failed and needed replacing, which can't be bought off the shelf but had to be custom-made. The specialist repair company is currently on site and the repair should be complete by Thursday, the 9th of November. The beloved clock, which dates back to 1938, was stopped for 3 months in 2017 to allow for repairs to the City Hall's tower, and in 2019 the clock was stopped for 12 days for programmed repairs. But the clock is still chiming the hour as usual."
Neighbours came together to clear up a neglected pathway after councils failed to act due to bickering over who should take responsibility for sorting it out. People living in and around North Park Avenue complained about the pathway opposite the Eaton Park pitch and putt site because of its rapidly overgrown vegetation. They told local councillors about the issue in April, who then reported it to both Norfolk City Council and Norfolk County Council. However, instead of the pathway being sorted, the councils continued to bicker among themselves for the next 6 months over who was responsible for cleaning the path. In the end, the community decided to fix it themselves in October. James Hawkitts, Lib Dem candidate for University Ward, said, "We'd been made aware the pathway had become a safety hazard, as people could easily trip on the weeds. We reported the footpath to both councils and followed up with two further reports. However, each time we received responses that passed the buck onto the other party. It was becoming a game of pass the parcel, in which nobody was taking any action, so we decided to sort it ourselves. Even with the path now cleared, there are concerns that more of the city is being left unkept due to the back and forth from the councils. A spokesman for Norfolk County Council said, "When it comes to footpaths in this area, we treat weeds annually rather than more regularly to help prevent damage. Our teams inspect footways regularly to ensure they are safe for pedestrians year-round."
Calls have been made for Norwich streetlights near the University of East Anglia to be kept on after midnight amid safety fears among students. A petition was presented to leaders at Norfolk County Council urging the authority, which reduced streetlight switch-on hours a number of years ago, to keep lights on for longer on a number of main roads near the campus. More than 200 students signed the petition presented to council leaders before a meeting of the Conservative-controlled cabinet meeting on Monday, November the 6th. They're calling on the council to keep lights in streets such as Wycliffe Road and Friends Road on until 3 a.m. 94% of students surveyed said they would feel safer if streetlights were left on later.
A surprise 100th birthday party has been thrown for a much-loved resident at a Norwich care home. Lillian James hit the milestone on October the 25th, and staff, friends and family ensured the special day was marked in style at the Meadows Care Home in Beaufort. Meadows Wellbeing Coordinator Shelley Plant joked, "We were all a little worried Lillian would hate us for this. She has remained fearlessly independent and strong in both body and mind." She added, "Lillian has a large friendship group and is adored by both tenants and staff." She was given presents and a huge photo montage detailing key moments in her life. Lillian was born on October the 25th, 1923, in the East End of London, and was the fourth of 10 children and lived through the Blitz.